CliffCentral.com.
It is time for This Is Us, and we've got Lebang Hosana, we've got Yatish Nasi, you got me, and we're going to be talking a little bit this morning about what This Is Us has been about for the last few episodes. Hey Yatish, how are you?
Good,
how's it going?
Good, man. Excellent. Yes. Excellent. So today we're going to kind of do a little recap and a farewell to This Is Us, at least for the next while. It's obviously something which started. Yatish, you can just reset the whole thing for us where it comes from, because we had those riots in July last year and it made everybody sit up and take notice, and we had to very seriously consider what it was that made South Africa South Africa. And you decided, along with a whole lot of other people, that we could make an impact. We could do something about this. We could lead South Africans in having difficult conversations. Tell us about how it began in your mind.
Yeah, so I suppose it did, to your point, it began around was July last year, and it was, you know, a bunch of us, a few of our clients, a few sort of various guys around the business that sort of sat down and went, geez, you know, what could we do in our little capacity? And I guess the thing that we understood well as sort of being in the marketing world was to say, look, we see a lot of commentary on social media. We saw a lot. I think the thing that really swung me, actually, if I think about it, was some of the shit going around on WhatsApp. There were some messages flying in and out of groups, and I looked at it and thought, like, okay, you know, there are not enough good conversations about this. We're not actually, there's a lot of opinions, but we're not potentially talking about things the right way. And we've had this discussion on the show as well, that these days kind of the sort of social media behavior has influenced that, right? People just chuck comments at things and don't really have good conversations. So we really wanted to think about a place where we could reflect on who we were, you know, who are we, you know, what makes us who we are, and let's have these conversations. So that's kind of where it started, and we looked at a bunch of different ways we could do it. We looked at various initiatives we could get involved in. We, you know, you guys reached out to us, we reached out to you, we had a conversation around the value of sort of podcasting as a platform to also have these conversations. And we've chipped away for the last, it's almost a year now, hey, at just trying to talk to South Africans who still give us hope. It's been a year of very good conversations. I've certainly been more humbled and learnt a lot more than I thought of when I joined the journey. Yeah.
And for you, Lebang?
Oh man, it's been quite the roller coaster. I won't lie to you. Like, for me, This Is Us was like obviously like my gateway into Cliff Central number one. So to a certain extent it was like my baby, because I believe so much in it. So in as much as like it was like Yatish's brainchild, the minute I got involved, I was like, oh my word, this is right up my alley. Oh. So that's the first thing. But the second thing is, I feel like we just took it back to basics, which is really storytelling, which is having those conversations that are important. Whereas, you know, back in the day, these are the kind of things that we, you know, people would be speaking about around a fire, or you'd be hearing these kinds of stories from like our grandparents, and it would be passed down. Now it's like we're using this platform to create such a positive impact and to really take out that negative fluff and remove all the nonsense that we're constantly just being fed, and saying, hey, these are some good people that are doing really great things that we think you should hear about, and we're introducing these people into to the audience. So I think it's just we've put a spotlight on something so dope. We've offered solutions to people. I know that like the average South African is always like, I want to get involved, but I don't know how. And every single week we literally say, yo, cool person, how do we get involved? And everybody has a different answer. But out of all those answers, we can at least take a little bit and say, I can do that. I can get involved in this. So my favorite thing is really just like seeing how we've really taken everybody's little bit that they're doing to make South Africa great and exposing that to the audience and seeing how the audience is ultimately using that information and making a little change in their little world. It's been top tier.
Well, I mean, we've had some really great guests on here, and that for me has been a major highlight. I've loved hearing from people like Songezo Zibi and Bonang Mohale. These are some of the most, you know, thoughtful people in South Africa. They're the people who are at the coalface, really, of defining what kind of business environment in the case of Bonang, and what sort of NGO environment in the case of Song Ezo, who obviously also used to be a journalist and after that was in the corporate world for a very long time in communications. Did either of you ever have a guest say something that you thought, oh my God, wow, that's incredible, that's so insightful, that's precisely what I needed to hear? Because it happened to me a few times.
Well,
yeah, Lebang, you can go.
Sorry, Gareth, I'm going to take your question and just spin it on its head. I specifically remember hearing a comment from Muzi Kuzwayo, I think it was end of last year, where he said something and I was like, what? How dare you? I was actually a little bit offended, but at the same time, I understood. I mean, it's Muzi Kuzwayo. He's just that kind of person. I remember sort of like complaining to him and like saying that I'm worried about like the older generation and how our grands are still voting for ANC, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, dude, those people are about to die. Let them go and focus on the younger generation. And that kind of took me aback because you know, I can't just be like, okay, granny, peace out. But I completely understood what he was saying. And it was, you know, kind of conversations like that where I was like, ah, this person is so right. If I take that energy and just shift it into the younger generation and, you know, just being able to get that kind of shock factor from Muzi was just wild. So that was one that really stood out for me.
And for you, Yatish?
Yeah, I mean, again, there's so many, if I just think about the little moments, but probably like if I connect all of them, the biggest learning for me out of this, and again, you know, going into it, the assumption I made, and I think a lot of people who had also been a part of this had made, was we were trying to grow as big a base as we could. And sort of Mike Abel specifically kind of spoke to it a little around going, you know, we're measuring the wrong thing. There's no point having a very popular platform where there are a lot of comments, but people aren't doing anything. And, you know, the thing I've learned out of this is you actually don't need a passive majority. You need like a really active minority if you're going to turn things around. And I think in their own way, everybody we had on reflected that to us, you know. You keep looking for these like a silver bullet. And what we've noticed is there's people in education making a difference. There's people with, you know, rehabilitating fathers making a difference. There's people like Song Ezo trying to just bring public, private and communities together. There's, you know, there's so many little efforts in so many different spheres that, yeah, you start to realize, you know, we don't need a million followers and 10 million likes. We just need like a group of really amazing people actually willing to get stuff done.
Yeah. Gareth, what's it out for you?
You know what? You've just reminded me of two that, well, certainly the Muzi Kuzwayo story. I mean, he's always fantastic. And every time I speak to Muzi, I get this idea that this is the kind of wise village elder that we all need. I also thought that some of the most meaningful and the most poignant and the most powerful stuff came from people who are doing things on the ground. The people that you had on your show, Lebang, you know, there's that woman who's feeding a whole lot of kids that are not hers. And I think about people like that who wake up every morning. Most of us, I mean, we try to be good people, right? And I'm not talking about the people who try to be good people on social media. We all try to do a little bit for everyone around us, but we've all got real world, motivations, real world problems to deal with, real world realities. And here are these people who wake up every day and they go and do things for others, and they are more motivated than any of us.
I find that
remarkable. I really do. It reminds you also, if we go back to July and the genesis of this whole thing, reminds you of those taxi drivers who were guarding the shopping malls. It reminds you of those communities who got together and stayed up and built these barricades to keep people out of, you know, quiet sort of suburbs because the children there needed to sleep. And you think about all of those kinds of things, and it's ordinary people who make the, and I say ordinary people without obviously being, you know, patronizing or pejorative here, because we're all ordinary people when you think about it. Those are the people who actually make the thing work. They're the people who move the wheels, who keep the machine going. And South Africa's full of those. That resilience was an ongoing golden thread throughout this conversation, and it's something that made me feel very good about being here.
Yeah, no, it really is unmatched. I actually want to share a story with you guys just to like show you how powerful like what we're doing is. So when we began in around August, you actually made reference, Gareth, to the lady that feeds like 300 kids in the neighborhood who aren't hers or whatever. So her and her daughter, obviously, like how they make their money is literally just like handouts every morning on Twitter. She's asking people, hey, today we're making this. If anyone can donate anything, 10 Rand, 50 Rand, whatever. So that's how they survive. They actually don't have any like proper funding.
Right.
And a couple of months later, I think maybe two months ago, maybe last month, I interviewed the Angel Network on my show, and they've obviously been in the game for many more years, but the work that they do is more of like, they play like mommy and daddy type NGO to the other little NGO. So if you're an NGO that's in need and you're just starting out, you can go to the Angel Network for help. So they came onto my show. We spoke. We had a great time. They spoke about all the stuff that they do. After the show, they like to me, look, if you know anyone that could, you know, need an angel and could need some help, please let us know. Let's visit. So off the top of my head, I'm like, oh, there's this lady who cooks with her mom every morning. Here's her number. I kid you not, the Angel Network, I think, pledged like 2.5 every week to give to them, gazebos, food, like gas stoves. So they've now got like an ongoing like funding / assistance just from like, you know, the conversation we had on my show. It was like they needed a recommendation. I had somebody on the show earlier, and you know, that girl called me in absolute tears. I kid you not. She was like, Lebang, I didn't know what we're going to do. Like, I didn't know what we're going to feed the kids. I didn't know how we're going to continue because the money was running dry. And now we never have to worry about that again. So like, I don't want us to ever think that what we're doing isn't touching the right lives. It's reaching the right people. It may be in a small way, but in that small way, there's 300 kids that are now guaranteed food for the rest of however long this goes on. And it's those little kinds of things where I know that we're doing this for the right reason. I know that, you know, if we can, you know, just reach a larger scale of people, it could touch even more lives. So that's just the kinds of things that are happening on the ground. And those are the real stories that, you know, can go throughout all South Africans and I guess globally if we take it to the top. So, yeah, this is us is where it's at.
Well, I mean, where are we going to go from here, guys? Because, you know, people are asking, does this mean, here's Sean, are you guys shutting down? Let's do a mini recap. Yeah, that's kind of the idea for today. I mean, these things obviously takes a huge amount of effort, but it also takes money and it takes people working behind the scenes to make these discussions happen. And it is something which we feel has got legs and may carry on in some way, shape or form. But for the moment, this is the final episode of This Is Us on the show for a little bit. And we'll see. There may be ways to carry this on. Right, Yatish? Right, Lebang?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and again, it's in a way, you know, we've been sort of running since July last year. I think all of us sort of doing it as much as we can on the side of our daily pressures. And you know, we've had some impact. Some of those stories like Lebang's just mentioned are like unbelievable. You just need one of those to keep you motivated. Mm. But you know, like you said, there are a lot of moving parts. You know, for me personally, it was an opportunity to say, like, let's pause for a little bit, let's reflect on what's been done, and let's recalibrate about going, okay, what's worked, what's not worked. I mean, there are a lot of things that we've done that I thought, you know, in hindsight, we could have done this differently, or we could have done. So we've learned so much in the last 8 months, and it's almost a go away. Think about that, look at what's worked, restack it, and then go out again and say, okay, let's have a second push at this and keep evolving it. So I think there are a lot of legs, but I think we've got to pause for a little bit again, think about what we've done and think about where we go.
Yeah, there's a comment here from Ruth, and she's kind of going up against what Muzi said, but I think it's a valid point that she makes here too. The elder generation have tons of fabulous wisdom and life experience. Perhaps I'm misunderstanding, but we need to care for our society, especially the elderly, because often they have gone without so that the youth could have. Yeah, I mean, that's the obverse, obviously, to Muzi's controversial statement. And there are many old people who are making the biggest difference these days. And I say old in inverted commas because what's old these days? You know, you could be a granny at like 40-something and you could have more energy than someone who's 20. And we see that, especially in so many parts of South Africa where people are stretched and there are granny-headed households and there are grannies that hold the community together. Yeah. We know from speaking to so many people during the course of This Is Us, how many people are dependent on those older women in the society that hold the whole thing together. They are the glue.
Yeah, 100%. I was interviewing another organization last week. I think they called Build South Africa or Rebuild South Africa. And they have like a project that they're running in Alex where like the older grannies and the older ladies are, as you're saying, the backbone of like all of the stuff that happens in Alex. They're the ones who plant the vegetables. Most of the food that we eat, over 80% of it has been like planted by older grannies and abogogo that we refer to. So this project that they're running in Alex is basically like refurbishing the river and, you know, using the river to give life back into the township, whereas it's previously been used to sort of just like dump stuff there and blah, blah, blah. They are trying to bring it back to life and teach the youth about, you know, keeping it clean, about planting their own foods and stuff like that. So it's a whole project that has this like nice long-term goal. But like generally, I think just to touch on the point of where to from here, like for me, my wish is that every single person listening can take like a little bit, even if it's just like a little 2% of what you've heard from the past year and just be moved by just that and make that choice in your personal life to say, okay, cool. What can I do? And as Yetu said, we don't need like this huge, like Superman type effort where, you know, you get behind this huge organization and your whole company come. No, it's literally just you and your friends. It's you and your family. It's you and two other people coming together and saying, okay, cool, guys, once a month, let's go and donate food. Or once a month, let's get together and blah, blah, blah. Let's pick up paper here. Let's just come together in your little corners and do the little bit that you can. That would ultimately be my hope for what This Is Us can, how it can continue, basically. With or without us, we are still This Is Us. You know what I'm saying?
Coronis Boring says here, the real answer to South Africa's social issues is to put everyone to work for themselves, preferably to produce value, to stack on the country's cumulative whole. Yeah, we I think, have covered during the course of this discussion, so much has been about unemployment and the fact that so many people wake up in the morning and they don't have anything to do that can earn them money. There are not enough jobs. There are not enough opportunities available to young South Africans in particular. We've got to figure that out. And that is something which takes a huge and monumental effort. And obviously, government's part of that. Business is part of that. You know, there are loads of organizations that are part of it. But down to the person, which is what Lebang is saying, we can all make a difference here. We can all start to improve our own conditions. Is there something in particular that you guys have decided to do, Lebang and Yatish, that you've decided to do that you've changed?
So for me personally, since I started engaging with these people that are like doing like on the ground work, I found myself really like checking in on like the long-term goal. Because the funny thing is when you speak to these people every single week, you pick up the similar thread where they're moving from, I want to cook for the community and I want to give a fish, to I want to teach them how to fish. So my favorite thing has been seeing how the mindset is now what's taking priority. And instead of just, no, we are happy to give food parcels, a lot of them are saying, you know, we want to donate books and we want to teach them how to read. So I've personally really gotten behind the teaching the kids how to read aspect of things, being a mom as well and knowing how important it is for our kids to learn how to read. I've, you know, pledged to also give some books, donating some of the old books that my kids have read in the past as well, and just getting more involved in that thing and trying to offer my services beyond like money. Like I'd love to give money, but if I don't have money, I've got time. If I've got like a free 1 or 2 hour in the afternoon, you know, I have visited the soup kitchen that happens here in Bramley, and it's just amazing to see what these people are seeing. So it's just being present and it's just offering a little bit of myself. And I know that I wish I could do more and I want so much to do more, but in the little that I can do, I know that it's enough. And I know that it's helping them to also, you know, stay encouraged and also just keep that long-term mentality of how are we actually helping. And the nicest thing is to see that, again, they're shifting from let's feed these people to let's give them a sense of purpose. Let's check their psychological, you know, well-being. Let's really get into their minds versus let's just give them something for now. So
well,
I'm hoping to see more
in your case, you're also raising little people who are going to be part of that society, Lebang, and that's probably the most 100%. Important responsibility. You are too, Yatish. I mean, this is a country you want your kids to grow up in, and you want your kids to have an opportunity to have the best life in. And I think that's got to be, no matter who you are, and we often try to stereotype or simplify or make people that we don't know, or even the community at large, the South African population, we try to kind of make an object that has certain qualities and characteristics. There isn't a parent I've ever met who just does not care about their kids and does not want to provide them with a future. There isn't one such person that I've ever met. And if you've met them, please, bring them on the show, because they're going to be a very standout bad person. When you talk to someone about the kind of world that they want their kids to grow up in, then these are the kinds of conversations that are easy for them to have. It's amazing how people switch the positive on when it's about their own families, when it's about their own kids, when it's about their own future. Then it's easy for them to be positive. And we have such a burden that we carry as South Africans because of our history and because the news is often so bad that we fall into the habit of complaining the whole time. And we complain about what's going on in the country. We complain about what's going on outside the country. We moan about coronavirus. We moan about the economy. We moan now about, how we don't have enough people in jobs or whatever else it is. But we also have these extraordinarily resilient people who, in their own lives, including the ones who complain, they get on with it. They wake up in the morning. They go to work. They make things happen. They try their best. They try to put food on the table at the end of the evening and a little bit more. And so many of those people, even if they don't have a whole lot for themselves, are still giving, which is extraordinary.
Yeah, and that's the thing, again, like one of the other things that have really humbled me and changed my perceptions coming in is, I've now, through the process and through talking to people who, I suppose, correct your bias or your prejudices, I've now finally understood the difference between charity and effort, right? And it's not that people need charity. It's not about how much have you given in terms of, what have you donated, but it's the effort you're making. And effort is so different from charity, and it's, effort for me is about also using the skill sets you have. So it's not just about writing a check and going, well, okay, there you go, I've done my part. But like, what are you good at? What can you transfer as a skill or as a practice or and what effort can you make? I think is the thing that's really smacked me in the face to go, yeah, I've donated stuff, but how much effort have I really put in?
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right. So final and closing thoughts from both of you. And then we wrap up this season of This Is Us. And who knows, we may be back with some more in a short while. A funny point being made here by Carl. I think he thinks he's being funny. He says, can the next season be called Is This Us, where you only look at the negative stuff? All right, Carl, if you want more negativity, just look at the mainstream media. Just look at the news every day. There's plenty of negativity there. What do you guys think? Final thoughts.
For me, the exciting thing is that I will still be interviewing people on my show every Thursday that are doing great work. I'm still, keeping the fire burning. I don't want it to just, come to a hard stop. I still think it's an important conversation to have. So I'm excited to hear more stories, connect with more people, and connect more people. We're building a network here, and, it can live on. So I'm excited to still continue building that network and connecting the people that need help with the people that are willing to provide the help. So Aluta Continua, this is us, Aluta Continua.
And for you, Yatish?
Yeah, I think, again, it's been quite a hard learning, as Lebang said, a massive roller coaster for the last 8 months to a year. And I think, for me, the big standout is every time you sort of run out of energy and steam and think, I don't know if this thing is going to happen, there are lots of other people who suddenly stick their hand up and you realize, like, shit, actually, there's to Lebang's point, there absolutely is. Every time I thought this is a bad idea, it's not going to go anywhere, somebody steps up and does something, and I go, oh, shit, actually, okay, I've got to roll my sleeves back up and get back in because there is something here worth doing. So yeah, that's definitely what I've learned in the last few months.
Well, that is it for This Is Us, and we will we'll continue the conversations on cliffcentral.com anyway, because it's something we care about. It's something all of us care about. And we will be back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. bright and early. Cliffcentral.com.